Random House Audio presents Shadow Pass by Sam Eastland. Read for you by Paul Michael. As the motorcycle crested the hill, sunlight winked off the goggles of the rider. Against the chill of early spring, he wore a double-breasted leather coat and a leather flying cap which buckled under his chin. He had been on the road for 3 days, stopping only to buy fuel along the way. His saddlebags were filled with tins of food he'd brought from home. At night, he did not stay in any town, but wheeled his motorcycle in among the trees. It was a new machine, a Zündapp K500, with a pressed steel frame and girder forks. Normally, he could never have afforded it, but this trip alone would pay for everything and more besides. He thought about that as he sat there alone in the woods, eating cold soup from a can. Before camouflaging the motorcycle with fallen branches, he wiped the dust from its sprung leather seat and the large teardrop-shaped fuel tank. He spat on every scratch he found and rubbed them with his sleeve. The man slept on the ground, wrapped in an oilcloth sheet, without the comfort of a fire or even a cigarette. The smell of smoke might give away his location, and he could not afford to take the risk. Sometimes he was awakened by the rumble of Polish army trucks passing by on the road. None of them stopped. Once he heard a crashing in among the trees. He drew a revolver from his coat and sat up just as a stag passed a few paces away, barely visible, as if the shadows themselves had come to life. For the rest of the night, the man did not sleep. Tormented by childhood nightmares of human shapes with antlers sprouting from their heads, he wanted only to be gone from this country. Ever since he crossed the German border into Poland,